I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Aloha. We are
Hello.
Ready.
Yes.
Okay. I'm knackered.
That's what happens. Wait,
if I, hold on, I've got to pause it a minute. Hello. And
Hi.
Here is Danielle again. So Danielle's supposed to be coming on for the last how many weeks? We were meant to the part two, I think it was just Saturday after Christmas and then things happened that never happened. Then I don't know what else happened. Dalen was really not well. Danielle had loads of stuff with her family. Life just took over. Then she was meant to be on yesterday. And as I told you all, there was no way I was going on camera yesterday because I looked as if my life was ending. I was that out after being at the dentist. I'm still not 100%, but I've made myself look semi-normal. So here's Danielle. So yous have got an extra wee bonus episode this week, which is audio and visual. So welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Danielle's stressing out because she, as you all know, she lives in Turkey and she's trying to get banners for Christmas.
Christmas?
I just said Christmas. I just said Christmas there, didn't I? I meant birthdays.
Yes.
That's where my brain's at. So Danielle's got 3 birthdays in the space of, what, a week or something?
So the oldest is the 14th, the youngest is the 22nd, and then I have my niece on the 25th. So it's a
Listen, Linda. Right, so see if you're trying to conceive a child at the minute, either do it just now or wait till after kind of February, March, April time, because see if you're what be, well, no, April, May, wait till after April, May, because see if you're what to start conceive then, you're having babies at Christmas and you're having babies at New Year. It's not very good for your financials. Let me and Danielle tell you, because I've got one 4 days before Christmas, she's got 2 in January because she's never learned the first time. She's an idiot.
Aye. So, January's all go for me.
Mm-hmm. Plus, because you live in Turkey, it's harder for you to get, like, this personalised stuff, isn't it?
Aye. It can be done, but it's not as easy as it is to do back in.
And it's expensive as well.
Aye, they charge a lot more here for stuff like that. But listen, we don't live in London because I'm never
because
I do the
because
same thing here.
But that's the problem with being a parent. We put too much pressure on ourselves when it comes to birthdays and Christmas and everything else, and Easter as well. And we think, oh, because we've done it last year, we need to do it every year. And we just, I don't know. So everybody knows I thought I was organised this year, and I really wasn't. But it didn't help matters that my youngest didn't tell me what he wanted for his Christmas and his birthday this year, and I had to wing it. I'm still buying. I've only just ordered Barty's Christmas the other day, and it's only coming on Friday because he didn't tell me what he wanted. He did get Christmas presents. Don't get me wrong, he did get Christmas presents and get everything that we knew he wanted. But like a main, you know, there's always a main present. He never ever told me that. So part of that's coming on Friday, and he's had the other party already. But then how do you, what do you do? You must be the same as me, have a Christmas list and a birthday list.
Aye, of course. Aye. I'm sure everybody has a Christmas
list. No, I know, but when it, you know what it's like when it comes to Christmas? Everybody concentrates on a Christmas list. And I know myself that I've got some family members that'll forget his birthday because it's so close to Christmas, but they'll always remember my other son's birthday. So I won't accept if you can't buy, and I'm not saying you have to buy for any of them, but if you can't buy for both, you don't buy for any.
Aye, that's right. I always separate, like, as you say, it's like your birthday and your Christmas lists. The thing is, you know yourselves, even they're younger, they get so much at Christmas, and then
But it's aye, but it's a lot cheaper because you can buy things at a five or buy things at a tenner and it still looks brilliant.
I, but like, don't get me wrong, it took me a wee while to learn with my oldest because I used to go all out at Christmas and then think, oh shit, 2 weeks later.
But that's what happens when you've only got one.
2 weeks later, like, oh no, the daddy here, what will I get? Like,
And
so
then they
I
get
have
things they won't
learned.
use.
I've learned about that. So what I do is they get all their main things that they ask for their Christmas, but then maybe sometimes I'll take a couple of them after this and present them for their birthdays.
I do that now because, you know, me and Danielle have both got a devil child. So if you hear us talking about a devil child, that we both were youngest. So my devil child, who's actually not as much of a devil child anymore, he used to write a separate Christmas and birthday list. You remember that?
Aye.
And I swear both of them would come at least a grand. Now he never got everything. He always knew he wouldn't get everything, but he would put things in order. So like number one was the thing was your priority. And say there was something, say there was 50 things on it. 50, he didn't care if he got it or not. That was just on the list. But as long as he got a couple of the things at the top, he'd be happy. And the same with his Christmas list. But now he's older and he's just like, I don't know. Because he didn't want to turn 18 anyway, so he had that to focus on. And
I've tended the last
yeah.
couple of years, as you know, I've not really done big birthdays. I've ended up taking them on holiday
That's
for
right.
other to make memories rather than because Christmas is so overwhelming and like I feel to give them everything at Christmas and then give them all at their birthdays as well. Like and as you say, somewhat half the things don't even get opened, they don't even
Aye.
use them. So I
So
do a holiday.
my oldest, obviously he's 25 now, he works in he can buy his own stuff and he does buy his own stuff and he hates anybody spending money on them. He's kind of learned that from me because I don't like people spending money on me either. I'd rather they spend it on themselves. But he's always saying, because I still put their stockings up and I still put stocking fillers up and I still buy them all the daft wee trinket things. And he keeps saying to me, Mum, stop buying these things. Like, see, and I'm like, but that's what Mum's doing. He's like, well, stop buying the stuff we're not going to use, all the crappy stuff. And I'm like what? And he's like juggling boys. When have I ever got to use juggling boys? And I'm like, but it's stocking fillers. That's what you do. But I say this right. So I get into trouble. You know this because I asked you. I think I asked you about it. I get into trouble with a few people. No into trouble. Sometimes I don't word things properly, but I know what I mean in my head, and just sometimes the dialect doesn't come across right. So I'm not quite going to word it the way you're panicking now. Do you know what I'm
No,
going to say?
because the thing is, people need to understand you. You need to be running about you for a wee
But I've
while to
said this. I've
understand
said this
the
a
way
few
your
times.
mind
I'm like,
works.
you need to live in the alien's world to
Yeah.
understand alien, right? To an extent. Now, I did admit yesterday on my podcast that in my personal life, I'm a pure airhead, but in my work life, I know what I'm doing. I'm clued up. Like, but in my personal life, I couldn't give a flying one about. I just go with the flow. And what happens will happen. And that's how I've ended up in this position where I'm still got a Christmas tree up and it's nearly February. But what was I got to say? I genuinely think that I would rather make their birthdays more special than Christmas because that was when they were born. In a sense, right? No, I know that's not the way people think, but I think that's what we should focus on because that's their individual special day. Whereas,
Aye.
can I say what I'm going to say?
I don't think you can. I know what you're going to say. I
Right.
know what you're going to say before you're going to say
So let's just concentrate on each individual person's birthday. Let's celebrate that
I
person.
celebrate them.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not saying don't celebrate Christmas. I'm not becoming one of the people. I nearly said something there that I stopped myself.
I know.
I'm not becoming one of the people that's a pure Grinch. Like, I love Christmas and I don't particularly like New Year, but that's because I've got bad experiences for New Year. But
no, I get what you mean. Like, people
if you concentrate too much, there's too much pressure on at Christmas than there is at birthdays. But I think that's because Christmas, the majority of people are celebrating on the one day, whereas individual birthdays, a lot of people won't know when your birthday is or my birthday is. But everybody knows when Christmas is. Aye. So that's where the pressure comes in. And I think, see this, and I'm not saying you can't do it, because if you've got the money to do it and you want to do it, but see all these people that are on social media and they're like, I'm spending 10 grand on my 1-year-old, or I'm spending 25 grand on my 21-year-old for their Christmas, and trying to make other people look as if they're an advocate because they can't spend that on their kids. That's wrong. That's morally wrong. But you're also not teaching your child the one, respect for others, or the aspect of money, and that not everybody's got. And you are lucky to have that. If you're just giving that to your child, they're not earning that. Especially at 1-year-old. What does a 1-year-old need £10,000 worth of presents for? Because see, in 6 months' time, they'll have outgrown their presents, or their clothes, or even like designer clothes. I never ever bought designer clothes for my kids, but I bought high street clothes sometimes. But most of the time I went to Primark, Asda, places like that. But I would buy stuff at like Baby Gap, Next, that are a wee bit more expensive, but their clothes were used for if you were going out somewhere nice or whatever else, and everything else was used, the cheaper stuff was used for if they were going out to play or going to nursery.
No.
Because they grow out of them so fast.
That's
what happens when you run out of money and you can't do that anymore? And your child's...
They've already created
but I want that. I need that. I've always had it. You better get me it, because that ends up happening. And I have seen it happen before. And it's sad. Because it's not the child's fault that they feel that way, because you've not brought them up to respect the money and respect the price tag and where the money's came from.
Yes. So that's why I do holidays at birthdays, because I would prefer to make memories. And because no matter what age you remember your holiday, you always remember at least one thing that happened on holiday.
That's it. And your two love a swimming pool. They love getting in the swimming pool.
They love in a swimming pool. So, like, they just love, like, whether it be 2 days, whether it be 5 days, like, as long as they've got a swimming pool next to them.
And people will think, but you're in Turkey, why do you need a holiday? But Turkey's your home. Although it's a holiday resort, it's your home, so it doesn't feel like a holiday to you.
The thing is, a lot of people don't understand, as much as, like, we live here, we still have a normal day, everyday life, like,
mm-hmm.
It's no, you go and
you
sit
still
in
need to work. You still need to
go and sit in a hotel and be in the swimming pools. It's nothing like that at all. We still have to work, still got a house to keep, family to feed.
And your husband, especially in high season, works long hours.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Still need to.
So you, the winter times, you leave your family time. So that is the best time for you to go.
That's our time to make memories and have holidays.
Mm-hmm. Quality time.
Yes.
I know some of the best holidays, especially my oldest, Mirso, remembers as the Butlins holidays.
Oh, I love my Butlins
holidays. We loved them. I mean, we went to Butlins when we were wee as well, and we went to, like, say, Blackpool. I still love Blackpool to this day. And you know yourself, my dad doesn't stay far from Blackpool, so I still maybe go to Blackpool every other year for that, just for the day or a couple of days or whatever, a couple of day trips. But I still love Blackpool. The Regan, his first holiday that he really remembers abroad was when we went to Greece. So he loves that.
I'm laughing. What is happening with your tree? Why is there a big orb in front of it?
Because I was talking about birthdays and Christmas. Because the sun's shining. Would they actually get sunshine in Scotland?
You can't actually see the tree with a big white dot.
Well, can you hold on a minute and I'll fix it, okay?
I can still see the thing.
Remember that Still game, but they're looking through this spy hole and they're like, can you see me now?
I couldn't find me because all the it was all shining on your face, so I couldn't see you properly.
Somebody coming to say, celebrate my birthday as well, stop bag mouthing me.
Oh, you had to go there, didn't you?
Aye.
Did you have to
Listen, you've shut my mouth for so long.
Butlin's
Please.
holidays were
I
amazing.
look fat now. My face looked slimmer when that curtain was opened.
Because we're gonna see it.
I was maybe my best pal.
Awesome. We all speak the truth.
I remember, do you know, I was talking yesterday about the Butlins holidays as well. But there's so, like, see when you just go on a normal holiday, when you go abroad, you're either lying by the pool or you need to pay for the excursions. Some places will have like the kids club and things like that, but not everywhere will have it. But when you go to Butlins, there's something on all day.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Every day for the weddings and you don't even need to pay for it. All day and night. And then the day, like, pantomimes in the summer and they've got
But then I think I love Butlins in air, and then when Haven took it air, it totally changed it.
It's
Remember
so
that
safe.
Butlins had the wee carnival and everything in it, and it was, oh my God, I've loved it. I always
Well,
wanted
you
that
still
airport.
get that. See the Butlin, the three Butlins, because there's only three Butlins left now, actual Butlins. And there's one in Skegness, one in somewhere, and one in somewhere else. Minefield, something. And the other one that's further down. So one's in Skegness, one's nearer Wales, I think. That's a direction, and then the other one's further down, more towards like London. And the three of them still have, but the one at Skegness is right next to like an outdoor market, and that's got its own set of rides and things like that at it as well. It's really good, but and they're all right on the beach. But then they bring in set of big acts. They are big to us, I suppose. Like Stephen Mulhern will come on and do his magic shows. Diversity comes on and do their dance shows. You get people like, I mean, not so much now. I'm talking about way back in the day. Peter Andre, I don't think he does Butlins anymore. I don't know what he does these days. No slating him at all. Just any Peter Andre fans out there, like, don't come for me. But that's the kind of thing. They'll get like your pop stars that aren't doing tours. They'll get your Britain's Got Talent stars on. You'll get your TV stars come on, and you're not paying extra to see them. Whereas if you were to actually go and see them in a concert or in a show or something, you'd be paying at least, what, £40, £50 a ticket.
No, I just
So,
loved Scotland. That was my best memories. Any caravan holiday, but I just
oh,
loved a caravan
look
holiday.
who's popping in to see you.
Aye.
Hey, Danny. Do you remember him when he was in Friends?
Oh, aye.
And he was a stripper?
Aye. My favourite.
I but it's good for because you although you stay in Marmaris, you've not got everybody expects it's the same like in Australia and American things. Like, people just expect that you've got a swimming pool on your property. But not
No.
everybody's got that.
No. Don't get me wrong, now the kids are getting older. I wouldn't mind having a swimming pool on my property,
Aye.
but when we were younger, there's
It,
no
I
way.
just think it's dangerous, and I think you can have like a gate or whatever run it, but if your devil child was the same as mine, they would have jumped that gate, that
Oh, aye.
fence. Like mine is to climb up my door frame. and trying, he wanted to walk across the ceiling like Spider-Man, and he fully walked up that door frame. Do you remember, like 11, half 11 at night, he'd be like, right, how do I get further up? And I'm sitting going like that, what do I do? What do I do with him?
No.
Send him
The
back to God.
joy.
Thing is,
So,
people outside Glasgow won't get that joke about the whole govern thing. And I
exactly.
say it all the time, and it's just going to fall on deaf ears.
And you're going to get one person that's going to comment over that.
Somebody for Gough is going, but I was Matt McGovern. My son came for it.
Oh, God. So, what else has been happening? Anything interesting? What have we got?
So, again, I made an announcement this week and said that I was starting up a new podcast. So I'm going to have Reboot Your Thoughts, which is the one you are listening to, watching the now, and Reboot Your Business. I'm getting confused with all these reboots, by the way. They're really confusing my brain. Reboot Your Business podcast, which both itself explanatory. And if you listened to the podcast last night or this morning or whenever, you will have heard me saying that I wasn't announcing any more podcasts, and then I realised I might be. So then I had to change it and went, or will I? Take the floor, Danielle.
On you go, like you go.
Announce. So me and Danielle are starting a podcast together. Now, this is going to be
Truffles and
interesting.
feathers.
This is going to be interesting. Yes, so we're starting a podcast together, and it's not going to be a serious one. So calm yourselves, Tim. You're all right. You don't need to worry, because obviously mental health is a serious topic, and business is a serious topic. I can't talk serious every day. I'm sorry. Well, I did it every day because obviously I work, but I can't do everything serious. I need to let Aileen loose.
So what we're going to do is we're going to welcome you into the alien world that's not got
Let's
the business head on.
That's dangerous territory.
So,
If any of you have watched Gary Tank Commander, think Gary, or think, what's her name? What was her name?
really?
Julie. Think Julie. Not quite as bad as Julie, but think Julie. So if you have not watched Gary Tank Commander, have a wee look on probably YouTube or that. And aye.
Yeah, so we'll invite you into Aileen's
Oh
personal
no,
one.
do you remember what the ex used to call me?
One?
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Oh, yes.
So if anybody's watched Gimme, 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 he used to call me Linda if you gimme. No, I didn't get this joke at first, right? Because he kept saying about, right, I need to go and talk to Linda, and I'll phone you later, Linda, or something. He said something along the lines, and I'm like, and who's Linda? I think he was having an affair, right? And it turned out it was because I was in the process of changing my hair back to blonde, and my hair was kind of ginger at the time.
Kind of.
I find that joke very funny. Then Danielle started calling me,
No,
because the two of them
I'm
used to
quite
gang up on
quiet.
me. One would say one thing, the other one would follow suit, and then the other one would say something, the other one would follow suit, and Aileen was just pure bullied through all
Ah,
directions.
let me jump in, all right. I just wanted to buy you the right glasses to match.
What can I say? That's friends, isn't it? So anyway, this one is going to be called Gossip with Friends. I need to write it down because I'll forget. Even though I've already set up the email, but I'll still forget when I'm going to say it again later. Gossip with Friends. No, we're not going to gossip about everybody, but it's going to be one of
It's going
these
to be a
like,
fun, heartfelt.
and all you guys will
Gossip.
get an insight into what women actually talk about if you're listening as well.
Aye, because we're going to be rude, but we're not crude. No, we'll be crude, but no rude, isn't it?
Something along the lines. I've wrote it down somewhere, I'm sure.
Aye, we'll be crude, but we're not rude. It's just going to be
Yes, it's not.
fun,
We're not going to be
heartfelt.
saying anything bad about anybody. It's just all going to be shits and giggles, shits and
Yes.
giggles. As long as nobody shits herself while they giggle. Yes. So that's coming on Saturday the 1st of February at 12 p.m. And then it'll be every Saturday at 12 p.m.
Yes, we are going to have a laugh and just keep it light-hearted because there's so much going on now that there's so much negativity. So why don't we just have
Well,
gossip with friends?
that's it. I mean, even regardless of whether it's stuff happening on your personal life or things that you're seeing in the news or things you're seeing on social media, like I talk about it all the time on this podcast. Trolling really annoys me. It really grinds my gears. But this is going to be to take everybody's mind away from everything. And let me tell you, I'll not realise that I'm giving you a laugh. I'll think I'm being serious probably. And then she'll start laughing. And she'll say, Aileen, you've done it again.
Just something for everybody that they can have a laugh. Like there might be stuff that they're gone through, and like they would like some. Like we could just be like people's agony aunts. Like they might not want to talk about something, but they can email us and ask us to bring it up and how we would feel. It could all be anonymous,
That's
or.
that. And like, obviously, you have stories, and we won't be, if we do tell any stories, we won't be giving out any names unless somebody writes in and says that we can give the names.
We can make
We'll
names up
get,
for that.
huh?
We'll just make names up so nobody gets
Hi.
revealed about anything.
Like Dottie and Jimmy
No.
or Jemima, Jezebel. What?
Ricky and Vicky.
Ricky and Vicky. Oh no, we can't say Vicky. Sticky Vicky. No, that really, that's that.
That's right up your street.
Listen, I worked for Ann Summers. I was near in Benidorm.
We need to
And so
remember
did you.
we're still
You
on the
worked for
serious
me,
one.
Ann Summers.
We're not on
What?
the funny one yet. We're still on the serious one. Get a serious seat on. We're not going into Aaron's
Oh,
world
do you
yet.
know what? No, I've spoken about it on here before. Do you know what I was talking to see as you were doing that there? Do you know what I was talking about? Was it you I was talking to about it? No, it wasn't. As you get older and you pull your hair up tighter when you're putting it in so that your everything gets pulled up as well. And I'm going to end up at one point having sellotape just ooh, pulling everything up.
Aye. You can put the sellotape tip on the back and pull it
Aye.
down.
I'm going
I'll
to do
just
that.
do that for wigs.
Yes, I think. Don't come for me for my makeup, people. I just threw it on because Danielle phoned me and went, right, what time are we recording? I was like, I was still lying in my bed. Anyhow.
Time's precious,
He
hey.
forgets she's 3 years ahead of me.
I will. Like, we need to be on the ball.
I've not been on. Not been on any ball for a long time.
Oh, well, we never know what will happen on the 1st of February. I might pimp you up.
I've done it again. I've done it already.
So I think what we should do that should be interesting maybe is on our one, we're not allowed to edit anything.
Unless the only thing we edit it is, well,
Names,
no,
if we slip up with a name.
I or if one of the kids walk by in the background or something, although we can pause it if they come into the room, but I we don't want any of the wains on camera because there's very many weirdos out there.
Yeah, and hopefully that we can start if
I
we
know.
build a good enough
Who wants to
holiday.
put a bet on whether I'll have my tree done by the 1st of February?
That tree better be done.
Listen, I was actually thinking maybe I'd just keep it up until I move house. I mean, I've not
But
got a
the
house
thing
yet.
is, we could keep it up and then change all the decorations on it. So we're going into February. What's that? Is that like spring into
Can
it?
you
Is that
imagine my
spring?
Wains's faces if I was to keep a tree up until the 1st of February?
My pal
Well,
done that one time
I
because
mean, I
she
don't
kept
even know if the note's still up.
it up for the full year and she just changed all the decorations. So it was the start of spring and then she had all Easter decorations and all that on
Yeah,
it.
I might do that because I did say that corner
We
lined up
changed
dead
it to
dark.
an Easter tree, we changed it to a Halloween tree, like a Valentine's
I don't
tree.
know if I've got that much time in my hands, so
That's all mine.
don't mind. I don't know if I could be bothered doing that. Don't mind keeping that up if I don't need to do
In the summer, we put like wee cocktail glasses on it and like all different wee things. Like,
it.
we
Do you
could
forget
put.
I don't drink anymore?
I know you. That's right.
Hear me. So, aye, that's our wee announcement that we've threatened you with for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. So, fun, Fun, all fun. We'll do dares as well. So if you want to write in with your dares, I'm going to set up the socials this week. I'm going to try and get it done today, but I've got a few things to do today. So if it's not today, it'll be tomorrow, hopefully. So just look up Gossip with Friends podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. It won't be anywhere else because I'm already running that many pages. I can't. Danielle hasn't got Facebook at the minute, so it'll be the 2 years running TikTok, and it might just be me doing the Facebook and Instagram. I'm not 100% sure because I got confused last night with my Instagram one, setting that
Yeah,
up.
the thing is, I don't really. I need to learn more about TikTok. I've told you this before. I'm no.
There's nothing to learn. It's literally the same as Instagram. The only thing that's different is, like, say, when you go live, or you can go and watch somebody's live, or you can go in the live. But I mean, you can do that on Instagram, but it's a bit the same. It's a better quality. The only thing is the whole gifting thing. People know my thoughts on that, but we'll not get into that today. We'll get into that another day. But aye, it's literally the same. I said, neither do I wing it. I completely wing everything to do with social media. Listen, we all know I don't know how to work anything technical. I mean, I bought all my podcast equipment when I was doing this, when I was starting this podcast, had no clue about it. Say to my youngest, who's a wee tech geek, go come help me with this. And he went, no, you bought it, you figure it He did say to me, you try it first, and if you can't figure it, I'll come and help you. And I said, right, okay. And then I said, what do I record, don't you? So he did help me with that bit. He does help me sometimes. But if anybody does want to email in any stories, any
Yes, we have
dares,
two weeks or something, isn't it, before we go public.
I don't know. You can.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Come up with a date. Did you know count how many weeks it
I don't
is?
know. What date is it? The day? The day's the ninth, isn't
I
it?
don't even know what
Well,
day I'm on, never mind what date. Right, so it is
nine.
3 weeks on Saturday.
Right, there we go. So we've got 3 weeks for you to email in us and some
So the
stories.
email is gossipwithfriends podcast at gmail.com.
And she'll put the link in the bio. I'm good at saying stuff, and I just can't do it.
Hi, just scaling more work.
She'll put the link in the bio for anybody that wants to email us, to ask questions, anything you want. Like, we'll have some topics.
I'll also set up a link tree that'll give you all the links for it, and it'll be on all the socials.
What's the link
So
tree?
a link tree is you just it's like one website and you add all your links to everything. So you can add a link to your podcast, you can add a link to your each social page. So like your Facebook, your TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, email. I think you can put your phone number on as well, I'm not sure. But it's the one phone number for all the podcasts anyway. I'm just using one phone number for all podcasts. But yeah, that's that. And this has got to be hilarious. This is literally got to be like Dumb and Dumber. Strikes again. No, what's the other one? Bill and Ted's. Where are you waiting?
Oh, sorry. School.
All right. Do you need to answer it?
No, it's fine.
Do you need to go?
No, I have another 25 minutes.
Right, we'll finish it up in 5 minutes. I think Mayor Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Get good premier, like I was going to spell there. Composure.
Or
Kevin and Perry go large.
Kevin and Perry go large. Or Paris and Nicole. No, not quite. Maybe.
No,
no.
For you, I not for me.
Do you think you're intelligent or something?
This is more like a Monica and Phoebe for Friends.
Aye, maybe. I agree with that, actually. Especially considering I've got wee Danny and Phoebe ended up loving him.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say especially consider the size of Monica
Yeah.
with me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there.
No.
Because of my massage bed.
This could be like
I don't say that kind of stuff that Phoebe
Monica
does.
And Phoebe for Friends, you're gonna go and get a nice pedicure and get toe rings and all that one, aren't you?
Need to get a tunic that's low cut. I
Sorted.
don't, I'm only joking. Like anything that we say together, not serious, not serious. Very fun.
What about you then, that for? Good. Anybody that needs a good massage, there you've got your
Isaac, you've just made me look as if I get extras.
Your Glasgow Phoebe for a massage.
They ain't nothing.
No.
They ain't absolutely nothing. I mean, my hands have got tremors on now, so I don't know how that's got to work. You might have a vibrating massage.
My legs might have tremors after it, but anyhow.
The best massage you've ever had, a wee vibration through it.
Yeah, there you go. That's terrible.
What do you think of massages? But I do the what's the one in the cotton. But yeah, this has got to be.
And the cupping is with glass jars. And
I know, do you know the first time I went to see, the first time I put that on social media, I deleted it and had to reword it.
I know you would.
Because I just put cupping therapy and I thought, no, I need to put massage therapy in there.
Yes.
Listen, Aileen is Aileen and she'll never change. But would you want her to?
No.
There's one or two exes that might be watching this going like that, oh God, she strikes again.
We all need an Aileen in our life.
Of course you do. Listen, Aileen keeps your life fun until she has a mental breakdown. Which hasn't happened for a wee while, so don't worry. Calm down.
No, I'm good.
That's because there's no men in my life to stress my mental health out.
Yes.
I'm not blaming the men for my mental health, just saying. But there's been a couple that play on it, let's put it that way, and a couple of friends that have played on it, but they just get kicked to the curb and we move on. So what are you doing the rest of the day? Are you going to make the banners that I told you to make? Because you can't buy them.
No, I did. I got them. I ordered them.
Many hundreds of pounds did they cost you?
I ordered them for the last one. So that was fine. I've got that done. I'm going to get shorty for school and then I need to go and shop and see what I'm going to do for dinner. And then I need to look at the birthday stuff to see what else I need to get.
You know, I've just
I've got them traveling in. It's just like the decorations and stuff and that.
Well, and then you always come back here as well, don't you, in November to get like all the Christmas and all the birthday presents.
Yeah.
So you've got all that and you're well prepared. Unlike me, who's normally still running about the day before.
I've got the button, just need to get wrapping paper, get it all wrapped. Take it there.
Cool, cool. You went to the pictures with the wains the other day, but it was in Turkish, wasn't it? And I know you all speak Turkish, but that's not the reason I'm asking. But was that one of the ones that it still comes up in subtitles as well, or was it just in Turkish?
No.
Because I know you said there is ones that come up in subtitles.
Aye, so it depends on the timing that you go in that. You get ones that are full in Turkish, or you get ones that are in English and they've got Turkish subtitles.
Oh, right, okay.
But ours was full Turkish. But I'm not going to watch it again in English because I want to hear the songs in English because the songs sounded
Wait, wait,
really
oh,
good.
Mufasa, you went to see? I've not seen that yet. It was one of the things when we were going to the pictures during the Christmas holidays for my youngest birthday. Where did we go and see? Sonic? Is that the one that's out there now?
No.
We went to see Sonic 3. And I'd say to them, do you want to go and see Mufasa? But they're like, I don't really want to go and see it in the cinema. We'll just wait till it comes out. Because they're not, if it's something they really, really want to go and see, they go and see it the weekend it comes out or that week. And then if it's something that they're not desperate to see, they'll wait until it comes on to Sky and watch it then. Because they're not big cinema goers, because my boys don't like crowds, they don't like socializing, they don't like people.
Well, actually, when we were in it the other night, it was like a VIP. There was not one
That's
other
right.
person in it, just us.
Aye. Should have took a wee bell at waiter service.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine. Do you remember back when we were wee? I don't know if you're old enough, you might be too young. You used to get the person who'd come round with it. See, like you see in the
Oh,
old
yeah, right.
films, and they had the tray with the ice cream and the popcorn and all that on it, and they would just come round and you could just walk and buy it. Like they used to do it at the theatres as well, see like
That's right in the
the
back. I think they
pantomimes and
still do
things.
that with pantomime, do they not?
No, I don't think so. No, I think
They
I
come
never
with
noticed it
another
the last
tray
time I was there, but I don't know.
with all the sweeties and that on it, your
Aye.
popcorn. And like if you wanted like there wasn't an actual rent like that in the cinema, it was if you
That's
wanted
right.
a hot dog or a burger, you ordered it and then they would bring it back to your chair.
And there was a wee trolley down at the bottom.
Yeah. I do remember that.
I think we should get, do you know what? I think we should go back to the days because the days were brilliant.
Tell me
You're
about it.
taking away people's jobs and people's livelihoods here by making us be lazy.
Yeah.
But
So true.
no, I quite like the cinema.
I like the cinema, but people's telling me about there's one back game that you can get beds in that, isn't it now?
I don't know if it's best, but it's like the chairs lie right back.
No,
It's
there's
like,
like a cinema
I'm
back
sure
there.
it's like
I'm sure
leather.
it's in the Cree. The Cree, is
I
it?
think I
And
know what you're
it's
talking about. I think I've seen something
over
about
there.
that. But then it's my youngest, he went to the, is it the 4D one or something like that? And then the chairs vibrate and they squirt
Oh,
water
I
and all
love
that.
that one. Absolutely love that
He
one.
went to that with his pals. I think it was the Minions they went, it was the Minions they went to go and see when it was that one.
Adi, I like that one. That
I
one's
went
good.
to one where I was lying in a bed, I'd go to sleep.
So with that's the thing.
The minute I'm horizontal, I'm sleeping these days because nothing else happens when I'm horizontal.
Yeah, may make a change to that. May make a change to that.
Hi. Listen. And if you're in an ex and you're listening to this, no thanks. Don't this. I don't go back the way I go forwards.
Yes, all that was just saying, can we go back away and
Eh?
just
Aye, but no in relationships. A lot of the
yeah.
time, relationships, you leave them for a reason. Not always, but sometimes. I'm not saying you can never go back to a relationship because I have. Clearly, it still never worked out. I'm still single. So maybe I should learn. Stop going back away.
Yeah, let me move on.
But it was your fault I went back anyway.
Oh, here we go. I'm getting blamed. Of course, I'm going to get blamed.
You told me to go back. You got excited for me. I get a phone call to go and meet this person.
You can't say that that's my fault because
No,
I
I
got
phoned her.
excited
Right, so
because
this
I
person messaged
remember.
me, kidding on there was somebody else, but I knew it was them. And then they said, oh, is there a, because they messaged my business page when I was doing the printing and said they were looking to get t-shirts printed. So if you're listening, you know it's you. And then he says, oh, is there a time I can phone you? So obviously I waited till after I was putting my son into school. And they phoned me. I was pure shaking because I was still madly in love with this person, but at the same time, really angry with them and didn't know what reaction they were going to get from me. So I phoned them. No, they phoned me, sorry. And they were like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then they said it was him. And I was like, no, they didn't tell me it was him, did they? On the
Hi.
phone. Did they? Aye. Then he went, oh, blah. And I says, I know it's you. Like, I know your voice. I was with you for long enough. So then we arranged to meet, went down and met them. I phoned her on the way and she's like, oh my God, maybe he's got to propose to you. And I'm like, listen, I don't even know if he's got to be still standing when I'm finished with him. He could be lying, comatose. Because there was a lot of anger there as well. And I...
That's when you step in alien world, because I knew that what you were going on in the inside, all right, the outside, you
I
had
know, but
anger and issues, but deep down.
I know, but just but listen. But
listen, it is what it is. It didn't work out.
Everything's a life experience and everything takes you to the path that you're on the now. And see if I hadn't gave up, no gave up, but see if I hadn't ended that relationship, I probably wouldn't have started my new business. I probably wouldn't have started one podcast and about to start two others. I wouldn't be in the position I'm in because that relationship, although I wanted to be in it, there were certain ways it held me back because I was too comfortable. I was too comfortable in that relationship. So I concentrated on the relationship and the boys more than I was concentrating on anything else in my life. They were my priority and everything else came second. And that's not that person's fault. That's just where my head was at the time. But I was also deep in my mental health journey at the time as well. So I, not to say that I'm glad it ended, but there has been positives at ending as well. And they're probably happy. They must be happy because they've not contacted me for 6 years. I know that we know. I do know that there's some spies. Let's just say that.
Yes.
But listen, it is what it is, and we all deal with breakups in our own way. And the way I deal with breakups is to fully focus on something, just completely take my mind off it and forget everything. And do I still care for that person? Of course I do. I was with them a long time. Do I still love them? To an extent, aye. Will I ever go back with them? No. Because
was what?
I'm not saying it because I'll offend somebody. Not saying it. Game's a bogey.
No, that's why I'll, the fuck.
I'll text it. I'll text it to you. Did you see if anybody heard that? Don't take that serious. I didn't actually mean that. That was just a wee joke. Just a wee joke. Just a wee ha ha.
Are you texting me? Are you?
Did you see it?
No. Are you sure you text me? How do I? Can you still see me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's taking a piss out of me and all, but...
No, really. There's different reasons. Do you know, I was just about to say that and then you interrupted me earlier. We missed a trick with that story. We could have told that story about you on this podcast.
Story?
What you done when you were two?
Oh, aye. Set Mosin back.
But you've not got time today.
No.
So, is it too serious to talk about on Gossip with Friends or not? Because I suppose we can. I mean, you do laugh about certain parts of it, but people won't find it funny and it might trigger people.
That's the only thing. Like, so, the way I deal with emotions and stuff like that, like, I make
same as me, I laugh everything off. See, in my own life, I laugh everything off. But I'm obviously fully focused and fully serious when it's my clients, stroke patients, whatever you want to call them. In my life... And I'm always serious when it's my pals and when it's my kids. But when it's me, I laugh. And I always say that I push people away before they The minute I see somebody treat me a certain way, I'll push them away before I just cut them off before they can do any more damage to me. And some people might say that's not healthy, but that's what works for me and that's what's healthy for me.
That. I mean, I'm your pal that puts the fun in funeral.
Pleasant. Right. No, we'll see it at the other, we'll see it in the other one because
Know,
do
because
you
I need
remember
to
what
get
happened
to
when I went to a funeral?
that's what I talk about for us. Oh,
Yeah.
dear.
Although funerals can are very, very sad, they can be different.
Yes. A funeral shouldn't be sad. It's about celebrating the life that we
Celebrating,
had.
but then sometimes, see when it's somebody that's close to you though, and on that day or leading up to the day, and I done it as well. I done it with like my Uncle John because I was so close to my Uncle John. He was like my second dad, and my Uncle Duncan as well. That was my dad's uncle who was like maybe a brother to my dad because it was my dad's grand that brought him up. I was always, and I think because my mental health was really low at that time as well. I struggled with the whole people laughing and things like that. But then, as I've told you before, my Uncle John was late for his own funeral because he got locked in the funeral. The funeral parlour and the person never left the keys for anybody. They opened up the next day. But how many times did we say, I'm going to be late for my own funeral? My Uncle John actually was. God love him. He
Never
stuck to his word.
never go. Right,
And
I
then you'll
have
laugh
to
about
go
that.
and get my
Yes. So, 1st of February, 12 p.m., and then every Saturday after
yes.
that, you will have me and Danielle. This is just a bonus episode, so hopefully you have enjoyed it. Danielle might come back on again. She might not. I don't know. Are you no?
We'll see, we'll see. Remember to email
She's so
any topics.
enthusiastic, isn't she? Remember what?
To email any topics to us
Oh,
and what
aye.
we can talk about.
Email any topics you want us to talk about. Email any dares, anything. Anything fun, email it in. Bearing in mind, we're going to be doing it over Zoom. So it can be something that we both need to do when we're in the same room. That sounded oofed. Anyhow, I'm away because I'm going to get myself into trouble. Speak to you later. Speak to yous later. And everybody enjoy your day and take care. And bye-bye.
See you later.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.